I love the month of May. It's so full of many graces and blessings. May, dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We will crown her today at the First Holy Communion Mass. This time of year, we celebrate First Holy Communion. And it's such a joy, you know, for a priest to see, you know, a child, you know, light up receiving our Lord for the very first time, and the joy that they experience. May we have that same joy as our First Holy Communion. We also celebrated at the beginning of the month St. Joseph the Worker, and the wonderful sisters of St. Joseph the Worker here in their 45th anniversary. So we give thanks to God for all their the blessings that they bring here. Each one of them is truly a blessing and a gift from Almighty God, even my sister. And also, month of May brings about for all us people in Kentucky, the Run for the Roses, as we saw yesterday in that exciting and strange finish that we saw. With a love like John's and a faith like Peter's, what is there that can stop us? This is a quote by St. Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei. We see the love of St. John. It is St. John who laid his head on the Lord's breast at the Last Supper. It is John who stayed with the Lord even at the foot of the cross. And it is John who ran fastest to the tomb to see it empty after the report of Mary Magdalene. He recognized love incarnate first in the gospel by saying, "It is the Lord." This heart of his was a pure and tender heart. He never married, giving himself totally and completely to the Lord, a heart which was never corrupted, never divided, but full of love for Almighty God. We see St. Peter. At the moment St. John says, "It is the Lord," Peter, always acting a little quick and rash, puts on his clothes and jumps into the sea. We see in this that, you know, what faith is willing to do. It's very daring. You know, it's very trusting. It is Peter who is leading the apostles in the first reading to go and preach in the name of the Lord, now not caring about the threat of even death. In fact, they rejoice that they have been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. That's the faith of Peter. Our Lord, even when we are grieving, such as Mary Magdalene going to anoint the body of Jesus on Easter morning, or the disciples on the road to Emmaus looking downcast, he comes to strengthen us, have us recognize him and say, "It is the Lord." Are our hearts not burning with love of him, filling our hearts with peace and zeal, faith and love? Even when we have sinned and turned our back on him, he gently calls us like he did to Simon in the gospel, giving us a chance to repent. "Simon, do you love me?" Undoing the three denials of Simon Peter with the three affirmations of his faith. Our Lord remains ever close to us, reassuring us over and over again that he loves us and forgives us and is with us. He is the way and the truth and the life, and that there is nothing ever to be afraid of. In the Gospel, St. John mentions that in Peter's early life, he lived with not a care in the world, going about doing what he wanted, whether it was right or wrong. And as he got older, he let his encounter with Christ affect him, and he no longer went about doing what was wrong, but doing what is hard to do without God's help, live a life avoiding sin and what is pleasing to God. We have encountered the same Christ as they did today on the seashore. where our Lord was before the fire, eating the fish and the loaves? Do we live our lives as if we have not encountered him? A few weeks ago, we remade our baptismal promises at Easter. Do we truly live like we believe in him, like we believe all those promises, like we have encountered our Lord in our daily lives, like the apostles did today as fishermen? I think often of what it would be like if we were living in the Middle East with the threat of religious persecution, or in Nigeria today, where ISIS has reemerged and gone unnoticed by the media, or in Sri Lanka, as we hear on Easter Sunday, what happened there. Would we say, like Peter in his denial, "I do not know him," so as that they will spare our lives? Or rather, a few years ago, in the first wave of attacks of a church in the Middle East, there was footage of a bomb that went off, and immediately after, the people gathered to profess the faith, reciting the Nicene Creed that we say each and every Sunday. Would we be like this? Hopefully, we would. According to St. Alphonsus Liguori, he says that every saint in heaven is a martyr. Not necessarily a martyr by shedding their blood, but a martyr in patience. What do we do when we encounter things that we do not like or as bad or evil? What do we do when we encounter inconveniences, or maybe a sickness of ourselves or a sickness of a loved one, or violence in the world, or even difficulties with the church leadership such as we have today, or the culture of death seemingly closing in on all sides? Do we run from the faith, or do we persevere? Are we patiently persevering in the faith like the saints and not despairing, not abandoning it? Our Lord comes to strengthen our faith, to say that he is here with us. At the end of this beautiful season, really, the end is the beginning. He sends the Holy Spirit, which is no cowardly spirit, to strengthen us, like St. Peter and the apostles, to go out, you know, even into the public square, to proclaim Christ crucified to the world and his joy that he gives us. In the times in which we live, we have a chance, like St. John, to show our love for the Lord. We have a chance, like St. Peter, to show our faith in the Lord. At the end of the gospel today, our Lord says to Peter, "Follow me." We know the end of the story for John and Peter. Indeed, they followed him to the end. These words should resound in our hearts. That should be our end. We see where our Lord wound up, opening up the gates of heaven through the cross. Carrying his cross, he said to his apostles, "Pick up your cross and follow me. Yes, you will encounter difficulties along the way, but persevere. Be patient. Know that I am with you, strengthening you to do what is holy, right, and just." With a love like John's and a faith like Peter's, what is there that can stop us?